It's something that we discuss commonly. It's a common theme, which is that, you know, problems, difficulties, these are a fact of life. And every person will experience some form of difficulty, some form of problem in their life. And you know, sometimes what happens, we look at other people and we think, you know, that person's got it so easy. That person's got such an easy life. You know, they're so happy, they have this and they have that. And sometimes what happens is we don't know the battle that they're fighting. We don't know the difficulties they're going through, which obviously are not open to us. So problems are a fact of life. And when we do experience problems, try to look at the bigger picture. Try to think that, you know, I am going through this problem, this difficulty right now. There will be an end to this. You heard the saying, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Always remember, you know, when darkness and problems come, when the night falls, it's dark outside. However, we always have hope that the day will break, the sun will rise, and brightness will come. Sometimes the nights are longer in winter and the days are shorter. But after that struggle and difficulty, comes the summer when the nights are shorter and the days are longer. So remember, when there is a difficulty, inshallah, with the will of Allah, we stay strong with our iman and our faith, that light will come for us at the end of the tunnel, and we will overlook and we will overcome this problem, inshallah. And we should always have faith, we should always have iman, that whatever happens to us is for, it is as Allah decreed, it is as Allah wants, and that we must be patient. If it is a difficulty, if it's a problem, we must be patient upon that particular moment, that time scale that we are going through in our lives. And as I said before, you know, there's some things that we can't control. You know, sometimes illness, family problem, a wider problem, lots of things are out of our control. But there are some things that even in those difficult times, which are still within my control. It is up to me, upon me, whether I read my 5 times namaz. No one's stopping me from reading my namaz. That's in our control. The things that are in our control, we should try to do. The other thing is dua. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that dua is the weapon of the believer. That's still in our control. You know, sometimes people will sit and they'll cry for hours, or they'll debate for hours, they'll talk for hours about so many things which are out of our control. Nothing we can do about them. But often what we forget are those things which are within our control. Sit down, read namaz, make a fresh ablution, read your namaz, prostrate in the court of Allah Almighty, and then make dua to Him. Because dua is the brain of all worship. It's the weapon of a believer. And never forget that those things which are within our power, we should never forget them. We should never disregard them. I can only understand or imagine what some people are going through. But one kind of piece of advice I want to give you, one sense of hope I want to give you, is that whatever, you know, problem we may be having, whatever difficulty we're having, try not to focus all your energy on that. Try not to focus everything in your life around that one problem. I know it's easy to say, sometimes hard to do, but I'll give you an example. You know, there was once a university lecturer, a person who was stood in front of his class, and he said to his class, he says, if I take this glass of water, incidentally, I've got a glass of water with me too. He says, if I had a glass of water, and he says, if I held it out like this on my arm, do you think I can hold it on my arm? The class said, yeah, of course you can. It doesn't weigh that much. You can hold it on your arm like that. And then he said to his class, okay, but if I was to keep this same glass of water, but hold it in this position for 10 minutes, do you think I could do that? They said, yeah, of course you can. He says, okay, but if I keep this same glass of water, and I try to keep it in this position for 4 hours, what do you think would happen? They said, then 4 hours would be difficult. Your arm would be in pain. He said, same glass of water, but I keep it in that same place for 10 hours. They said, probably your arm will fall off. And they were right. The glass of water didn't change. What changed was the amount of time that he was holding onto the glass. And in that is a very beautiful message for us. Sometimes we do have problems. Sometimes we have difficulties. Somebody's done something to us which has upset us. You know, the longer you hold on to that problem, the longer you give it energy and time in your life, the more painful it will become. We all have problems, we all have difficulties, some more than others. But if you focus all of your time and energy on that one problem, you're making it more painful for yourself. Try to think about the bigger picture, everything else that's going on around you. Because you know, when we focus on one thing, we forget everything else that's going on around it. Thank Allah Ta'ala for His blessings. You know, we might have an illness, but still, despite that illness, we have family, we have friends, we have wealth, we have a house, so many things that we take for granted, so many things to be grateful for. So inshallah, this, you know, graphic illustration about what, you know, by just focusing on a problem, the impact it can have, and how it can make a small problem feel even worse for us.